Kia ora, and welcome back to Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, I'm very excited because tomorrow Ototahi gets graced with the presence of the very, very talented Vera Allen, who is currently on her Ideal Home Noise tour, and I'm very lucky to have her on the line right now. Good morning, Vera.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I have yet to have coffee, so I will be better once I could. Yeah.
So you are on the road to Dunedin right now, correct?
Yes. We're in Timaru and we're going to head there and then Christchurch tomorrow night.
So how's the tour gone so far?
It's been a lot of fun, and I just love my band, and we all just get along so well, and they're a blast. So I'm super excited for the next couple shows, and yeah, it's been really, really nice.
Oh, that's so wholesome. And Ideal Home Noise is what it's all about. How have people received it so far? I feel like you must be bombarded with compliments at the moment.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I think I've got some really nice feedback from people just, having their own experience of pain and sort of wanting to share that with me as a result of listening through the record. So that makes me feel really happy and makes me feel like it gives a bit of meaning to what I do. So that's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of beautiful in the sense that, you know, You're taking that quite large first step by, you know, sharing your emotions and your personal experiences through your music. Is that an easy thing for you to do?
I don't think it's necessarily easy. I think it's just the way that I write. But I think when it comes to actually sharing it, I definitely go through a plethora of emotions in terms of trying to navigate whether or not that was a smart thing to do. But yeah.
So I've been seeing your posters everywhere. I feel like everyone is talking about Ideal Home Noise. Is that like something you get used to?
I'm just going to let everyone in the car know. In case you say anything. You don't want everyone to hear.
No, don't tell them. I want them to say embarrassing things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she wants you to say embarrassing things. I'm sorry, I've forgotten the question now. I think, I don't know. It's great.
It's... Well, you know, it's difficult in New Zealand because we're so small, but, you know, it is fame, really. You're famous now, you know. You can officially use that word, I think.
I really don't feel that way, but that's very... We'll see what the turnout is for shows, and then we can have a chat.
So, tell me, I have been asking... I've had a few artists on this morning, and we've been talking about their tours and music and all that, and I've kind of been asking them... And it's really interesting to hear their answers about how kind of their perspective of their music changes once they, you know, perform it live. Do you experience that?
I think so, yeah. I think the relationship is always developing and changing, and I think the main thing I try to do is just to keep connected to the words of the music and not kind of just play for the sake of playing. And it sometimes you have to kind of remind yourself and like very intentionally get into that headspace.
So for those who haven't seen you or your band perform live before, what kind of performer are you? What should audiences expect?
I think we definitely take the audience on a journey.
Cool.
We've got a 6-piece band. We've got all sorts of instrumentation. Everyone sort of plays multiple instruments and swaps around, and it's a very dynamic show, I think.
Wow, yeah.
It has been tears, so maybe bring a tissue, but also I think lots of grooving and dancing too.
Oh, we love when a tear comes out, though. A bit of emotional vulnerability never hurt anyone.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Do you want the band to say hi?
Oh, yes. Can they say hi? Oh, my God. Love it. I guess the most important question is, what are the dates for your show? We know it's tomorrow night, but where can people get tickets?
So you can get tickets at Ticketmaster and also Banished Music. And also if you go to my Instagram, SarahAllen_, there's a link in the bio there. So yeah, get tickets. It's at Littleton Coffee and it's with Pickle Darling is opening. So that's going to be great.
Well, Vera, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations for everything. You should be so incredibly proud. And enjoy your Dunedin show tonight.
Thank you so much. We will.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. And that was the wonderful Vera Allen talking about her Ideal Home Noise tour, which lands in Christchurch tomorrow night. And seems only appropriate we play a Vera Allen song. So here is Carpenter. Enjoy.
I call the carpenter. I broke the furniture. I don't know where to sit. I think I'm gonna quit. I call the therapist. I've got an iron fist. I'm putting weight on that. I'm gonna break my wrist. I'll keep calling. I'll keep calling, yeah, like I did. I call the engineer to get me out of here. I'll need a master. Here of mine, I call the general.